There it is, a great big good morning. Come on into my house. We're going to start the morning as we always do out in the yard, in the garden, at Rosie on the House. Thanks for tuning in to Arizona's Saturday Morning Tradition here celebrating our 26th year. If you've got any question you'd like to ask about gardening, landscaping, exterior, outdoor lighting, irrigating, fertilizing, edging, trimming, digging, planting, reweeding, now's your chance. Jump on board. You have to join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Harper. What are we working on in the garden today?
Well, this is the month that actually the whole nation starts kicking in to gardening because, well, they forgot to tell the weatherman in the Midwest that spring has started. But, you know, it's National Gardening Month. Arbor Day in Arizona is this month. Earth Day is this month. So what we're working on is trying to get people to, you know, in our little campaign about just plant something, about getting out there and planting a tree, planting something. There can't be a yard in town that doesn't have something that needs to be replaced, planted, improved. And, of course, when we talk about trees, you know, our little slogan is you're already 25 years too late to plant a tree, so you need to do it today. Right, so it's a great time before the weather gets too warm, although we plant trees year-round here, but it's a whole lot more enjoyable to dig when it's 75 or 80 than when it's 105. So it's time to start looking around the yard and evaluating what looks good, what doesn't, and do something about it this week.
I never wanted time to go faster until I started planting bare root trees. My little pecans, man, they're leafing out a little early this year, but all five of them made it, and they're all about eye level, and they all have these little, and we just stand there and say, just think, in 25 years, we'll be able to sit under the shade.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's the only time we wish, man. You know, we only have to wait 25 years, honey.
we you know, constantly when we're doing a landscape project, people will go, gosh, I wish these plants were, you know, a little bit. I told the guy yesterday, I said, you know, nobody ever complains about plants being too big to start with, right? But they will grow, and they will grow fast. So, you know, this is just such a great time of year to look around, look at trees. The orchid trees are blooming. The Palo Verde trees are blooming. Stuff's just in its glory, and if you want that look in your yard, it's time to do something about it. So
that yellow Palo Verde really is such a dominant presence when they bloom. I mean, it's just one day it's nothing, and the next, you know, day or two, bang.
Especially if you're like on the 101 in some places where you're up a little higher and you can just look out, and it's just a sea of yellow right now. I saw some saguaros starting to bud and bloom. So, you know, the desert's just coming alive. It has kind of been a mild winter. I don't think we'll have much of a wildflower season. I don't think we got enough rain to do
We'll have a wildfire season.
Well, you know, the thing about that is we didn't get a lot of growth, so we may, you know, that sometimes you get a lot of rain, you have a bad wildfire season. So, we all have to be careful here. It's a dry state, and that's the way it is. But if you're thinking about planting trees, you know, now's a great time to jump on that and have somebody help you figure out where to put it, make sure it's the right tree in the right place at the right time so that you don't have something that's too big for your spot down the road.
What's this poster contest?
Arbor Day poster contest. The state forester, along with the Community Tree Council and the Arizona Nursery Association, have a poster that you could submit. I think you have to do it by the 16th of April. I sent you a link, I think, on that. So there's probably some information there that they can send it to. But kids, it's for kids.
Kindergarten through 12th.
To draw a poster, and they'll put them up down at the state offices and on display, and they'll pick a winner. And it's to celebrate Arbor Day, which is, about the last Friday of April.
But the deadline for this is Wednesday, April 16th.
Right, so that they can pick a winner. So that's a fun thing if you're a school teacher or preschool teacher or Sunday school teacher. It'd be a great little project to have kids do in the next couple weeks.
It's a great time to get out there and just plant something, but it's also a great time to get out there and eat something. We've got Julie Murphy from the Arizona Farm Bureau joining us in the studio today representing a $12.4 $1 billion industry in Arizona. What are the fruits of the labor coming off the crops right now?
We grow things, don't we? Well, all sorts of things. In fact, we're coming on the summer season, and it's some of my favorite fruits and vegetables, your melons, your summer squash. They'll be planting that. Sweet corn, I was out in one of our farmers' fields just yesterday, and the sweet corn is 6 inches tall. It's making me hungry just watching it grow, so I'm very excited about that. You know, our summer, also radishes, okra. Farmers like the Schneff Farms in Queen Creek and the Mortimer Family Farms in Dewey, so up north, they're preparing their beds for their summer produce. We've got Freeman's Corn Patch coming on and Evans Family Farms, and they do mainly summer produce and sweet corn. And another one of my favorite farmers that grows a lot of great summer produce is McClendon Select in Peoria. And you'll see him at a variety of the markets. He also takes care of the chefs. So we have a whole array of farmers that are prepping everything for their summer season.
I have it on good authority. I can't mention the company or the source, but it's a warm enough spring that there's a big melon farmer who's thinking they're going to get three harvests. They're planting three times this summer.
Yes, and melons, we do some great cantaloupe here in Arizona, our watermelons in the summer. So, and in fact, we're kind of in transition because we're coming off the winter produce. So it's in between, so to speak, but even beyond fruits and vegetables, our cotton farmers are out there planting cotton for the season.
And we'll get into a couple recipes, not with cotton.
Right.
But you'd mentioned those and you brought some recipes. So we'll cover those, as well as taking your calls at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Stephen Phoenix, our first caller, before we go to Jim and Catalina. I think that'll be our first call from Catalina. I want to talk Meyer Lemon. Steve, welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'm down here in Maricopa. I have a Meyer's lemon tree that I picked up 2 years ago from one of the local warehouse clubs. And actually, I picked it up at one in Tucson, but I live in Maricopa. Planted it, canned the regular native soil, the backyard. When we moved in, they just had the 5/8 plus rock or gravel in the backyard. So I raked out about a 3-foot square, turned a little bit of gypsum into the soil because they've got kind of that clay-like soil down here in Maricopa, and I planted it. It has done great up until just this last winter, and over the course of the winter, it has lost 3/4 of its leaves. The only leaves that are left are about 25%, and they're on the west side of the tree. I don't know if that makes a difference or not, but they've all turned a yellow-green. Now, it just finished blooming, and it was absolutely loaded with blooms. I mean, that's all you could see on the tree was blooms. But like I say, over the course of this last winter, the last, let's call it 3 to 4 months, it's gone from being very green and very leafy like you would expect to having lost most all of its leaves.
Well, my first question would be, when and how much are you fertilizing, and with what?
It's Miracle-Gro citrus stakes, and I'm fertilizing it between 3 and 4 times a year.
Okay. And it's a stake you drive into the ground?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, you mentioned clay soils, and hard clay soils make it really hard for something like a stake to dissolve and distribute the nutrients that are in that stake evenly around the root zone of the tree. I would encourage you to go get a granular citrus food and something that's preferably more designed for southwestern soil. So organo or fertilome would be the two that come to my mind, and use a granular citrus food, broadcast it evenly all the way around the drip line of that Meyer lemon, and give it, you know, some real good light feedings. And I'd almost do it monthly if it's in that bad a shape. Don't use the full amount that they say to use in the instructions. Cut it by a third or a half or more. Do it real light. Do it real frequently. And let's get some nutrients. It sounds to me like it's just sloughed a lot more foliage than it should. It's real normal for citrus to lose some leaves as they're blooming and pushing new growth. But if it's lost its leaves and it's bloomed and it hasn't pushed new growth, it sounds to me like it's lack of nitrogen. So short, small amounts of fertilizer frequently through the growing season. And then, of course, watch your watering. Clay soils stay wet a long time. Yellowing foliage can also indicate maybe it stayed too wet through the winter months. So watch the water and fertilize it.
Now, he had said it had been fine for a while. Is it this the roots just getting out what was from the container that's now in the clays? Because I mean, that container soil, I don't know everything that the nursery puts in it, but, I mean,
well, there's
y'all
some
doctor
nutrients.
That pretty good.
there's enough nutrients in that, and, of course, it's been living off of itself, too. So that's why it's losing leaves, is it starts, you know, using up all the stored carbohydrates that it has inside it, and it's not able then to push new growth. So all of a sudden now you have a negative loss of foliage. You know, plants will do that, but they're pushing new growth, so you see the leaves falling on the ground, but you don't see a naked tree because it's at the same time it's pushed all its new foliage. Well, if it doesn't have the nutrients to do that, and they'll go a while, but that's probably what's happened.
Well, Steve from Maricopa, we appreciate the call. We've got Brandy and Glendale, Jim and Catalina, Sandra and Surprise, and Sherry and Abatuki, a full line.
Wow.
A lot of planting questions, a lot of, a couple more fruit questions. There's a lot going on. And like you said, this is just the perfect time for all those questions, and planting is premium. Something we've covered multiple times is a pre-emergence. It's going to be a pretty good weed season. We had a nice little sprinkle earlier, but no matter how much pre-emergent you do, you get your haboobs, you get your bird seed, your bird displacement. I mean, your weeds are a constant battle, no matter what.
They sure can be. Of course, anything can be a weed, right?
And anything could be a weed, but we're gonna see a lot of summer lawns coming on. So if you want to get a head start, it's a good idea to pre-emergent, treat it, and something that has come along for your toolbox. You know, we've got 12 wrenches because there's an application for each wrench. Well, in our garden sheds, you know, there's multiple tools for multiple applications. If you don't have Weed Beater Complete by Bonide for your weed control and lawns, this is something that I would encourage you to get. It'll do over 200 different types of broadleaf weeds without killing your Bermuda.
Plus, it has pre-emergent in it, so it kills the weeds that are existing, plus the pre-emergent prevents the new weeds from coming up. Weed Beater Complete, as it says, is pretty complete.
Pretty complete.
And it's a product I didn't know existed, and so we're going to have to do our homework. We've been selling lots of other products that do that, but you have to use two different products. With this, you've got Weed Beater Complete. It does it all in one step.
You can get it from Mesquite Valley Growers in Tucson, Plant Fair Nursery, if you're listening in Payson. For our Flagstaff residents, Viola's out on Route 66. That's Weed Beater Complete by Bonide.